Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to segment 2 of the Adam Carriker Show. Before I bring on our special guest, this segment of the Adam Carriker Show is sponsored by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue at 11th and Cornhusker. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burnt and sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, a full slab of ribs, a half-smoked chicken, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, get incredible sides. Get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue by Single Barrel. Located at 11th and Cornhusker. And at this time, I'd like to bring on our special guest, a former Husker from Lincoln Southwest, a man who went on to play in the NFL for the Buffalo Bills, a former wide receiver here for the Big Red, Mr. Brandon Riley. How you doing, my friend?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm good. And I got a whole plethora of questions. I'm going to start off with this. How, and I'm sure you love the coaches that you played for, but if you could play right now for the Big Red, how excited as a wide receiver would you be to play for Dana Holgorsen?
Very, for sure. Obviously, you know, his reputation as, you know, a great offensive mind, one of the best in the game, I would say. I feel it'd be a pretty appealing spot. You know, I know we'll probably have a lot of transfer portal receivers, and I would like to think it would be a hot spot with a combination of him and Raiola at QB.
So that was my next question. All right, it's not just the guy calling the plays who wants to throw the ball, hashtag air raid. That's the guy throwing the ball. All right, this is a guy with a full year of starting experience now, one of the most highly recruited players in the history of Nebraska football. How excited would you be to play under Dana Holgorsen with Dylan Raiola?
I'm pretty ecstatic. You know, it's you put the work in the offseason, and that's a tough combination to beat from OC to quarterback. And I think it's one of the things, you know, if you get open and deliver or get some trust at the QB, that, you know, he can deliver the ball. And I think we'll see big strides from Raiola from year one to year two. I mean, true freshman quarterback, as you know, getting to college, the game's a different speed. And I'm looking forward to, you know, his growth this offseason as, you know, he gets more athletic and stronger and all those sorts of things, but also understands Dana's offense more. And I think we'll see great things.
So let's say that you are not from Lincoln. Let's say you had no tie to the state of Nebraska. You're a college football wide receiver who's just entered the transfer portal. You look at Nebraska. How enticing would coming to Nebraska to play wide receiver be versus, I'm sure, USC, Lincoln Riley is looking for some, and Florida State, stay the hell out of Nebraska, Florida State. All right, all these other schools, how enticing would Nebraska be, all right, with Dana, with Dylan, knowing that there's playtime available, knowing that there's money available in the NIL? Let's say you're a, you know, above average receiver, okay? Obviously, if you're top flight, you can do whatever. Let's just say in this scenario, you're above average receiver. How enticing to you on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being low, 10 being high, would Nebraska be to you?
Well, I'm pretty biased, so I got
no. You got to take that out of it. Take that out of it.
I got to take that out. I would say an 8 or a 9 because, you know, the opportunity is there to step in and start. And, you know, kind of what I said earlier with the OC, the QB, the opportunity to start. And I think a lot of guys in the portal who've never been to a Husker game or even probably to the state, it might not be top of their list until they talk to someone who has been. And once they would experience that game day atmosphere and combined with all the other things, I think you're at an 8 or a 9.
Dude, I agree with you. Like, and everybody's different. I don't know why a wide receiver would ever leave this scenario, and I can see plenty of reasons why a wide receiver would come in my humble opinion. All right, man, I have a soft spot in my heart for walk-ons. The players I keep in touch with to this day, as much, maybe more than anybody I played with, tends to be walk-ons. My brother-in-law, all right, is a Jeff McBride, no relation to Charlie, was a walk-on. That's how I met my wife. So I've always got a soft spot for walk-ons. All right, they have to do everything the scholarship guys do, plus they're trying to pay for school. All right, so they're getting rid of the walk-ons in college football. You were a walk-on. Dude, how does that settle with you? Because obviously, if you watch the press conference yesterday with Matt Rhule, it's very frustrating to him, and he's very unhappy about it for multiple reasons. He also has to let go of a bunch of guys, which he doesn't want to do. But, like, how does that strike you, going from 85 to 105 scholarships? Hey, we're increasing the scholarships, but that's the limit of the roster, so you're getting rid of the walk-on program. Kind of what's your reaction to that?
Yeah, no, you bring up a great point, and it's tough, really. I'm sure just like when I was there, when you were there, you know, there's guys when they, after their senior year of high school, I mean, they're nowhere near developed, and, you know, it takes a little bit longer, and some college coaches and recruiters can see that, but sometimes they miss. And I just think of all the walk-ons when I was there, you know, if they wouldn't have had that opportunity, you know, where would their life have been differently? Just, you know, the life lessons you learn from football, but also the great football players. I mean, you look at the walk-ons to the NFL at Nebraska, and I mean, how many of those guys had, you know, almost double-digit careers in the NFL? It's a sad deal. I keep thinking something will change for the better, but it's a tough pill to swallow. And I guess I just got to be fortunate that I'm getting old and things were different back then.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
So it's funny, when you said that, you know, sometimes coaches miss, sometimes players, there's late developers. So I looked up Dennis Rodman because I watched a thing on him about a year ago. And I was thinking he went from 6'2 to 6'7. So I'm just going to read this. After finishing high school, Rodman worked as an overnight janitor at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. He then experienced a sudden growth spurt from 5'11 to 6'7 and decided to try basketball. And then he was tipped, the head coach in North Central Texas was tipped off. And then he went there. And then he went to, Southeastern Oklahoma State, where he became an All-American and then turned into frickin' Dennis Rodman. So sometimes guys just develop later, 5'11 to 6'7 after high school in 1 year. That's crazy to me. All right, man. So what are your thoughts on the Huskers season as a whole? And then as you look into next year, projecting in I don't know how you project anything right now with everything that's gone on with the coaching and the transfer portal. But Brandon, what do you project into next year for year 3 under Matt Rhule? Or what are your thoughts going into year 3?
Yeah, well, year 2 was better than year 1. I'll say that. And, you know, it was tough because, you know, schedule came out for this last year, obviously.
Yep.
You know, everyone similar to myself got pretty optimistic and saw, you know, the beginning of the season, you know, could start 7-0, all these sorts of things. And then that doesn't happen. And then it kind of spirals a little and things maybe seem like the old days, but I definitely saw progress towards next year. You ask, that's tough, you know,
with
coaches changes and, you know, who's the D coordinator going to be, all those sort of things. But I'm a firm believer that, you know, your stud QB has a big off season ahead, you know, not just in the gym, but also with the OC, getting close to him, learning the offense, and, you know, when he's not thinking out there and just reading the defense quick, he can make those decisions, and obviously his arm talent is there to make any pass. I'm not going to give projection records by any means, but year two was better than year one, and I'm thinking year three will be better than year two.
Well, you're technically right in the aspect of we went from 5-7 to 6-6, so technically you are correct. It did get better. You know what? Let me ask you this question. If Nebraska went to 7-5, not stayed the same, didn't get worse, they went to 7-5 next year, knowing the very little that we know about next year at this moment in time, would you be happy with that? Technically getting better?
I wouldn't, no. But I also think, you know, you see this year, I don't really base it just strictly off the record because, you know, how many of those games could we have won? You know, Illinois should have won. Ohio State had a real good chance. Iowa, I'm not even going to talk about that.
Thank you.
That gets me pissed. Yeah.
Thank you.
and so, you know, you say, oh, one more win next year. I don't technically see that as big progress because I feel we should have had a few more wins in the column this year.
Oh, man. Yep. The story of Husker football in recent years. But all right, you were an undrafted wide receiver along with Dekel Shorts, the new wide receivers coach here at Nebraska. You guys were roommates for a time up with the Bills. So I don't know. I don't want to get too nosy, but what do you know about Dekel? What are some of the things you got to know about him during your time with him being his roommate and or teammate?
Yeah, D Shorts, he's a great guy. You know, as the two undrafted receivers in Buffalo, you know, you kind of stick together. And, I mean, it was four or five months, you know, we were together every day, all day, you know. And I truly learned from him, and he loves the game of football. He knows the game of football. And, you know, he was a great player at West Virginia. I think that just shows how tough it is to make it in the NFL, you know, when he ended up getting let go at Buffalo. Couldn't really catch on anywhere and knew he wanted to get into coaching. And, you know, what he's done in the last handful of years is super impressive. And, you know, I put some picture up on Instagram last week. It was our last bowl game that Nebraska went in. And he commented on it kind of, you know, I hadn't touched base with him for, you know, several months. And then I see this news this week. And I'm like, did he know he was coming here at that point and just, you know, tipping it off a little to me a bit? And so I chatted with him the other day, good catching up, and, you know, can't wait to catch up with him in person here soon.
And you got to give us the inside scoop on that next time right there. You got to let us know he's coming. All right, dude. So people seem to love this guy, highly touted recruiter. Obviously, he's Dana Holgerson's guy, and that's why he's here. So what is it about him that makes people like him so much? Because all you hear is positive things, similar to what you just said. By the way, he will forevermore be known on this show as D Shorts, by the way.
Well, I respect his football game and his knowledge. I don't necessarily think I like him. No.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. He's a great dude, but you know, he's just passionate about the game, and I see his coaching style. I've never witnessed it, but you know, he's the guy that's going to have your back, but he's also going to get on you and get the most out of you. And so people have asked me, you know, do you think he's a good coach? And I just say, well, Dana Holgerson's a great offensive mind. And if he trusts, you know, his job's on the line, bringing who he brings in and he selects D Shorts, I trust him that his coaching is just as good as I think it is.
All right. Nobody's perfect. And when you're a roommate with somebody, you get to know their little nuances. Sometimes they're not always wonderful, because that's just called being a human being. All right, what's something about D Shorts that maybe as his roommate, like maybe he let his dishes sit in the sink and soak for 3 days, or maybe he didn't do dishes, or maybe, I don't know. What's something that people might find interesting that you learned about him being his roommate?
Well, we probably didn't do a ton of dishes back then because we ate up at the facility, but I can see him definitely be a guy, if we did have dishes, that I would have been doing them. I could see him just being lazy with that stuff. And you know, I would say he'd probably be so focused on football that, you know, little things like that probably wouldn't faze him. And he'd just, if he was by himself, they'd just keep stacking up.
Hope my wife is listening, because I'm the same way. And for some reason, I tend to get in trouble for that. So I hope she's paying attention. She's probably working or doing something. But all right, man, I appreciate you taking the time. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks again.
All right, don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.